We're talking about how summer camp looks in the age of COVID. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Day camps around the state are in full swing. What is the risk of COVID-19 spreading at these camps? What precautions are in place? How is your camper doing? And what changes were made to the structure of the program and how it's administered? We're at 800-642-1234. Rebecca Carlin is Executive Director of Wisconsin Youth Company. It's a nonprofit organization that runs 5 summer camp programs in Madison, 1 in Waukesha for children ages 5 to 12, also provides before and after school programming to thousands of children during the year. Rebecca, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks so much for having me, Kate. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, take us back, if you will, into time, into history, before the summer camps started. How did you go about making this decision to have and hold summer camps?
It was certainly a process with a lot of stops and starts. You know, thinking back to March when we closed our offices and closed our after-school programs, we were uncertain what the summer would look like and if we would be able to run camp. I remember having conversation with some of our program directors saying it doesn't even feel like camp if we're taking temperatures and wearing masks. And now we are saying we are doing all those things and it feels great because it is camp. There are happy, laughing children in our spaces. So it's certainly been a process to get there and months of a whole team of folks working to follow guidance from the CDC and public health, working with the American Camp Association and other providers to figure out how to do this safely.
How do you do it safely? How is camp different now?
There are a lot of things that are different about camp. A big one is that we are not doing swimming field trips this summer. We actually aren't doing any field trips because of the risks of transportation. So we've worked really hard to bring that fun into camp and augment the projects and the themes that we're doing. Campers are not all together in one large space as they often would. Our camps are smaller overall. We have fewer campers with us this summer. They are staying in small groups, a pod of children with, it's about 10 to 12 campers with one counselor all day. And those pods alternate through the building, but they don't commingle. They're using different bathroom spaces, different spaces for lunch. Something that is similar and also part of the precautions is spending a lot of time outside. We know that that is better and that that healthy outdoor activity is really great for kids' mental health and physical health. So we're spending a lot of time outside, a lot of time playing water games, but it looks different this year. There are health screenings when kids come to camp, taking temperatures and asking parents questions. I think one of the challenges has been in order to limit adults in our space, the number of adults who are entering camp, parents are not coming into our camp space. They're dropping their camper off at the door. And we are working hard to make sure we're communicating with parents and that they know what a great time their campers are having during the day.
I would imagine that those parents have to have a lot of trust there that they drop their child off the door. And then what happens inside is camp and also a whole abundance of precaution.
Absolutely. And I think that is something that we're working really hard to communicate with families and answer questions as they come up. You know, a lot of conversation about why we made these decisions, how we made the decisions, what guidance we're following. This is all new. We don't have all the answers, and we can't eliminate the risk of COVID-19. We can do a lot to prevent and minimize that risk for our campers, and we're doing what we know now the science says is best. And we're really partnering with parents to help communicate with children about the best ways to do hand washing and how to cover their coughs or sneezes, so that they're getting that at home and at camp.
Rebecca Carlin is executive director of the Wisconsin Youth Company, which operates day camps in Madison and Waukesha. We're looking at how summer camps are operating amid COVID. With your questions, does your child usually attend summer camp or day camps during the summer? Were they able to go to camp this year? What changes have you made this summer, and what are your kids saying about it? Join in 800-642-1234. Rebecca, what kind of capacity are you operating under right now?
We're certainly limited capacity this summer. Last summer, this week, we would have had 450 campers across all of our programs. And this week, we have 110 this year. So that's quite a difference for us. Part of that was intentional. We really wanted to start with small numbers and practice these systems and precautions and make sure that we have it down and are doing it safely in small groups of children. And part of that is that we weren't able to really make concrete plans for summer until fairly late. We weren't sure we would have space available or how we would do it. And I think a lot of parents have had to figure out what they were doing for the summer before that as well.
Are children wearing masks?
They are. So with the new public health order in Dean County, all of our children and camp counselors and staff will need to be wearing masks inside. We were previously doing that with transition periods, but not all day when children were in the classroom. And, you know, this is part of running camp in the midst of a global pandemic, is that we'll need to be flexible and follow guidance as it changes and as we learn more. And both of our families, our staff, our children are very flexible and supportive. And so yesterday was our first day of everyone wearing masks inside. And I had a staff email me and say, it went great. The kids were amazing. It was a great day. So,
what is the plan if there is an infection among campers or staff at a site?
So we'll work closely with public health in the event that that happens to determine what the exposure has been and how we need to address that in the best way. But we certainly have had lots of conversations with our staff and our families about what kind of communication is needed, what we're looking for them to tell us about what's going on, and then how we will communicate with children and families about the best way to move forward with public health guidance.
Yeah, and I suppose it is also contingent on whether it is an exposure within the pod, so to speak, or maybe within that broader child's network of family and friends.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, there is no direct way to answer that question because there are so many determining factors that we just wouldn't know until a situation arises. You know, we cannot control what happens outside of camp, where our children are, where their parents are. What we can do is do our best work to minimize all of that exposure in camp.
We're talking with Rebecca Carlin. She is executive director of Wisconsin Youth Company that provides summer camps, wraparound care during the school year. Did you withdraw your child from summer camp out of COVID safety concerns? How has your child adjusted to not being around other kids this summer? What do you want to know about camp capacity, safety precautions, and how programming is like amid the pandemic? Join in with your questions, your insights about summer, 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. We'll be back in just a minute with Rebecca Carlin right here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're talking about summer camp here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The summer camp experience many families count on, it includes outdoor play and field trips, opportunities to swim, super important, but that may all be on hold this summer. We're finding out how an organization that's been running camps for decades is adjusting in these times. Does your child usually attend summer day camps? Were they able to do it this year? What are your workarounds to keep your child out of camp? And if your child is going, what did they say about the experience? Join in 800-642-1234. Rebecca Carlin is executive director of Wisconsin Youth Company, which operates day camps in Madison and Waukesha. She stays with us. Rebecca, when you see your numbers go from 450 campers last summer to around 110 or so this summer, what are the implications in terms of staffing now with many fewer campers? Do you still need as many staff members?
We certainly don't have as many staff members this summer as we would normally. We also only have full-time staff members. So as part of our staffing plan to limit the number of adults coming into contact with campers, there are only full-time staff working. That's allowed us to have some of our most tenured and experienced staff with us this summer. We're very fortunate to have staff who have worked years of summer camp and are very familiar with the children, the families, and how to make camp a lot of fun. And they have been an instrumental part in the feedback and dialogue of how these new cleaning protocols, health screenings, how these new procedures are working at camp. And we're learning a lot.
What's been the financial impact of this pandemic on your operations?
We have seen significant impact. When we closed our programs during the school year, we lost the majority of our revenue from program fees and had to furlough staff. And it was a very difficult time for us. And we are very fortunate to have lots of financial supporters and receive grant funds and also federal loan programs. And so we're making it work and continuing to make it work. And I believe that we will be able to continue our programming. It's certainly changed what our financial forecast looks like.
How has it changed how you operate in terms of staffing? And you're saying full-time staff are running these camps, but these are staff who I'm sure have a lot of other jobs on their plate as well.
Certainly. And we'll see what it continues to look like into the school year with the unemployment benefit, which is fantastic. A lot of staff would rather stay on that unemployment if they're able to until they figure out how to do it safely. And we'll see. But I think we've been very fortunate because the staff that we have are excited to be at work. You know, we were wondering how it would go. How will people feel? Will there be some anxiety about returning to work where there is potential exposure? And our staff have been overwhelmingly really energized about being back in programs with kids.
What are you hearing from your colleagues and those who are running summer programs around Wisconsin, around the country?
So we're all working together. A lot of creative folks who work in our field who are problem solving each day and sharing and communicating, which is fantastic. I think we're all feeling grateful that camp is running as well as it is, and we're looking to the school year to see how we can partner with our school districts and hopefully be creative and continuing to meet the need. We know that our young people need social interaction and those practicing social emotional skills as much as they need academic work, and so we really want to see what we can make happen this school year.
We're talking with Rebecca Carlin, executive director of the Wisconsin Youth Company, which operates day camps in Madison and Waukesha, looking at the state of summer camps midsummer during the pandemic. With your situation and your questions about camp, 800-642-1234. Rebecca, what are you experiencing in terms that you could bring to the table, so to speak, for school districts and for schools as they start to figure out what they do about fall education?
I think one of the things we're learning is a lot about communicating with children and families who have been home and isolated for long periods of time and getting back to a different schedule and how to work through that. I also think we're learning a lot about these protocols around health screenings and cleaning and sanitizing things, how to do that quickly and efficiently so that it does not disturb the flow of children in programs. And we're also learning how to keep kids connected even when they're in these smaller groups all day. So we're doing fun things like art walks through the hallways where the group of children get to put all of their projects for the week out and other kids can come and see them. So the children aren't interacting, but there's still that connection. And that's going to be really important as we move forward.
How have you heard from families in terms of what the stress is doing to family units, family structures, and do you see it in the kids?
We have been doing a lot of communicating with families kind of across the board about what those needs are and how they're feeling. And overwhelmingly, what we're hearing from families in all different situations is that parents really need a break and their children really need time with friends. And I think we're seeing some of that stress relieved this summer, which is fantastic. And we'll all have to put our heads together to figure out how to continue that support through the school year.
Okay, so when the child is in their pod in, I would assume, a classroom setting with their other campers who are with them for that week, what are they doing?
That's a great question. And I think a lot of our parents had that same question. So we've created a newsletter, but they're doing the things that you think of for camp. They're making bird feeders out of milk cartons, and they're making art projects using potatoes to print and fun things like that. They made homemade chia pets the other day. It does look a little bit different in terms of rather than a group of children sharing the same art supplies, each child has their own kit. We've also worked really hard to make our projects a little bit more educational based so that we're helping with some of that learning loss that we anticipated happened through the school year. And we're also doing a lot of outside water games and outside physical activity.
And I would imagine even when you head outside, you also have to think about what kids are touching and what they could potentially be sharing.
Absolutely. And so, you know, we're really working to modify some things so that there's more distance and less contact. So doing similar activities, for example, our counselors have been really creative in creating relay races where children can all participate together, but they're distant from each other and they're not touching the same objects. It takes a lot of creativity, but they've come up with some really fun things.
What questions do the kids have? What is on their mind?
I think what we've seen most is that kids are very flexible and really excited to be with their peers. I think there are questions that come up, and we did a lot of training with our staff before the summer started about how to have those conversations. And our philosophy is that children really work best when they hear the facts in a way that they can understand, and we share that information and really let them lead the conversation, listen to how they're feeling and what their thoughts and questions are, and just create the space for them to talk about it.
How are you sharing the information that you're learning through the summer camp process with schools? What are the communication lines like?
So we operate in several different school districts across Dane and Waukesha counties throughout the year, and we have had great district partners. So who that is at each district looks a little different, but lots of regular conversation about how summer is going, what we're learning, and how we might be helpful in the fall.
What is your toughest challenge that you're really grappling with as executive director?
I think, like most people, the greatest challenge is how much is unknown. That we cannot create a timeline and a roadmap for moving forward because we are lacking a lot of information, and we are, because this is so new to all of us, and we're not sure when. There are so many decisions outside of our control that we just don't know when those will happen. For example, I know a lot of districts are waiting for some specific guidance from public health about opening in the fall. And once we get that, we'll all be able to move forward a little bit further. And it is hard to wait and see what will happen.
And meanwhile, I would assume you're putting contingency plan after contingency plan together.
That is absolutely correct, Kate. We joke about our plans A, B, C, D, and E, and then how they'll change, and we'll come up with a new plan after that. And that is a lot of work and energy, and I feel very fortunate to have a really dedicated and hardworking staff team who are committed to figuring this out for our families.
Rebecca, thank you for joining us.
Kate, thanks so much for having me.
Rebecca Carlin is executive director of the Wisconsin Youth Company, operating day camps, wraparound care in school in Madison and Waukesha. Coming up, we talk with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson about pandemic aid and more. What do you want the senator from Wisconsin to prioritize on Capitol Hill? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll be back with Senator Johnson after this news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.